This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. A choir for homeless men and women in Dallas hopes to spark a national movement. A newly formed multi-city alliance dreams of eventually producing a national street choir. When the Dallas Street Choir gathers for rehearsal at the Stewpot, there's laughter, chatter, and bustle, sure. Most importantly, though, there's music.
One, two, three, one. Every day is so wonderful.
And that's why these singers are here. They love spending a cozy hour each week with like-minded folks. It's the music that keeps them coming back.
It just helped me a lot. Music helped me a lot.
It heals my soul. That's what it is. It heals my soul. In Spanish, there is a saying that it goes like, when you cannot cry, you sing.
Teresa Zacharias and Stephen Joyner are both members of the Dallas Street Choir, a group that performs several times a month. There are plenty of North Texas shows, and they've also played Austin, Washington, D.C., and New York City. Director and founder Jonathan Pallant says seeing the choir on stage is electric, especially lately.
We have grown from 9 members in that first month to averaging between 80 and 90 every single rehearsal.
Now 4 years into leading the choir, Pallant realized winging it wasn't the best idea. He wanted to pick the brains of other leaders bringing music to the homeless population in cities like Baltimore and Indianapolis. He wanted to share ideas and answer questions for fellow directors. There wasn't a group like that, so he started one. The National Alliance for Music and Vulnerable Communities now has 18 individual members in cities across the country.
There's so many aspects to working with this community, not only the interpersonal skills, but it's also the kind of music we perform, the way we teach the music. It's the insurance that we carry. It's the rules of the room. And this organization is all about bringing us together so we can learn from each other, benefit from each other and for each other.
He says his mission with the Dallas Street Choir has always had 2 parts: give the members something to feel good about and help the audience see homelessness differently. That's why he hopes this alliance will someday lead to a national street choir.
Even if it's just a one-time thing, to bring singers together from around the country and say, we're one, we have a voice, let's make people listen to us.
Ron Johnson's voice almost demands you do so.
Have you ever felt like no one was there?
Come on now.
Have you ever felt forgotten in the middle of nowhere?
Johnson lives at the Union Gospel Mission Shelter. He landed there after an arrest. Drug use and depression led to homelessness. Then he found the Dallas Street Choir.
It reminded me of my gifts and what I have to give as well.
The choir is a place where Ron Johnson can lose himself in music and share his love of singing with others. It gives him purpose.
And the more you help others, I find, you kind of heal yourself in the process. And at the same time, you know, you forget about you and you forget about your situation. And it kind of, you know, takes you to another place. I think music is inspired through love.
It's clear the Dallas Street Choir is inspired through love, too. That's something the audience can't help but pick up on a few measures into the first song.
Someone will come running, and I know that will take you home.
Courtney Collins, KERA News.
Even when the dark comes crashing through, when you need a friend to carry you, when you're broken on the ground.